For the Beep Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's basketball team rode their winning streak to 6 last night, joined by head coach Chelsea DeVille. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, Schultz. Yeah, appreciate it. Like you said before we got on, 2 is tough. Any kind of streak is tough, but 6, wow. It's crazy, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Our girls are working hard.
You were great last night from 3, and you gave up just 25 points in the second half. Which is more impressive to you?
The defensive aspect, not because the threes aren't fun, but we don't get those threes all the time. Defense, we can control a little better, and we play better offensively, whether it's off a miss, a steal. We just play better if we get a stop defensively.
Taylor Vold, 9 points in the first quarter, 18 for the game, 5 of 6 from 3. You don't really know how an opponent's gonna guard you, how to defend you. You might have a good idea, but you're not for sure. Did you think she would be that effective from outside last night?
Well, we had been preparing. We've spoke about it with different teams playing off Sid, kind of playing the numbers there. But we also said, when Bold's in, she's another kid that would be played off of. So we've been practicing that, playing off of those two and telling them, what's a great shot and not just all right, let's just get this thing rolling, but playing within the offense. And they're good shooters. They're in the gym extra to be prepared mentally from that. And then when we're playing live in practice, we prepare them for that. So sometimes when people play off of you 6 feet, it's harder than when, you expect them to be right there. It's a mental game. And so we just had to get them used to that. And both of them have done a nice job, but specifically Vold, she sees one go in and she's just preparing herself for those others. And a couple of those threes, they weren't playing off of her. They were right there, but she just kind of felt the heat check.
As an inside out offense, is 14 threes how you want to win the game?
When I look, most of the time it's shot selection, and that's how I would evaluate. Last night I'd say, yeah, let's do it, because those shots that they took were high percentage threes within the motion. There are times when we only shoot and, we might go 5 for 12, and I hate, 9 of them. They're just not good shots. So it's all about the shot and if it's a good tempo shot within our offense, and I thought last night they were. So I'll, especially if they're going in, I'll take that.
You also made 15 of 19 free throws last night. They're called free throws for a reason. You're supposed to hit those. You're at 70%, your opponent's at 60%. I remember when I was playing in high school, coach said he wanted us to be at 90. In 2021, what's a good number from the free throw line?
Well, usually I like to be, about 80-ish is okay for us, because I do want to get there a ton of times, so you got to play the numbers there a little bit too. But we had a weekend where we just missed a ton, and that really skewed our average there. But believe me, last week we shot a lot of free throws, and we made a lot of them competitive and just pressure type free throws. So we got to get there that many times. If we shoot 75 and up, I'm okay. Obviously they're free, I want them all, but I understand the math on it too.
You've talked about how up tempo your practices can be with the number of players on your roster. You can build into that some pressure type free throw situations in a practice, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of times even within drills, we do a competitive shooting drill, and if Team Gray wins, someone from their team needs to make a free throw. If they miss it, both teams have to run. So you might have won the drill, but you still have to knock down that final free throw to win it. Sometimes we make someone end practice with a free throw. So there's different things you can do, but I think it's just getting in and rhythm shooting. A lot of times we go with that 80 number because we say, all right, shoot 5 and rotate. You got to shoot 25. If you miss more than one, you got to, you got to run for them. So yeah, it's just, it's such a silly mental game, but it's all rhythm. There's no change in a free throw setup.
More with Coach DeVille when we return. Our pregame continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network.